This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
As you meditate upon the existence of false teaching, both inside the church and outside in movements like Islam and the Latter-day Saints and Jehovah's Witnesses, why would a sovereign God allow false beliefs to seemingly prosper? What, if anything, can we learn from their existence?
Well, we can learn, first of all, that there is sin in the world. It's in us and it's in others, and one of the outcroppings of sin is its effect upon our minds, our abilities to perceive and our abilities to understand and our abilities to communicate, and its effect on our heart, which are constantly in rebellion against the truth. And therefore, God has seen fit not to overcome sin instantaneously. He has seen fit to have a history of redemption, a history of Israel for several thousand years, and now a history of the church for a couple of thousand years, as the church grows and enlarges its understanding of God. So both in individual lives and in the corporate body, he has chosen not to obliterate sin overnight, but to use the means of grace to sanctify his people progressively. Now, one of the evidences of sin is, therefore, because of our minds and our hearts, that we think wrong. And so God folds into that larger purpose of gradual sanctification of his people the fact that he lets sin have that effect as well. So we can learn the exceeding sinfulness of sin as we reject parts of the Bible and embrace things that are dishonoring to God. And we can learn that God's providence intends not to solve that instantaneously, but to solve it over time. And then the question, I suppose, would arise, well, why would he do that? Why doesn't he just snap his finger and make all his people instantly perfectly holy and take them immediately to heaven and end this thing? Why doesn't he just put Satan out of existence, for example, which he clearly could do because he's going to do it in the last day, and he can, without infringing anybody's will, snap his finger and make them perfectly holy, because he's going to do that at the second coming, in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. He's going to make us perfect. We shall be changed, and he will not be infringing on us. He won't turn us into robots when he does that. He will make us holy, perfectly sinless in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and he could do it today if he wanted to do it, and he doesn't do it. And therefore, we have to ask, what are the long-term purposes of God by allowing error in the world and sin in the church? And I think the answer is, we would probably not taste and appreciate the patience of God and some other attributes of God if we didn't have to battle our own sin the way we do right to the ends of our lives. I don't think we would cast ourselves on grace the way we do. I don't think we would appreciate his patience the way we do. Paul said, he chose me, the chief of sinners, in order to display his perfect patience so that I would be an example to those who are to believe on him through my testimony. So clearly, Paul knew that Christ chose him, a sinner, in order to display something about his character, namely his grace and patience. So I think the ultimate answer, Bob, is God runs the world the way he runs it, allowing error and sin, because in the end, more of his glorious attributes are going to be more fully seen and worshipped than if he had done everything instantaneously and not tolerated error and sin in the world and in the church.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.